As we continue to look back on some goodbyes that were said in 2022, lots of the emphasis continues to be on school buildings. Yesterday, we looked at the Runyons and the Roselawn Fitness Center that they ran for many years at the old Roselawn building. Today, we go just down the street a bit from there to the now-closed Garfield School. Although the building remains up for storage used by Danville District 118, the classrooms are now silent. Cannon School is torn down, which we'll talk about tomorrow. But in April of this year, District 118 Superintendent Dr. Alicia Geddes said she did not want Garfield to become a situation like Cannon, where the closed building sits empty and does nothing and deteriorates. So the idea was keep it busy and use it for storage. But when residents asked, please try to keep it open, Dr. Geddes said having people in this building on a daily basis was no longer feasible.
That boiler in that building is cemented into the wall. Those classrooms, 98 degrees, melting the crayon. Food service staff admitted to me, when they come in every morning, they push that water out that comes up from the bottom, and then they put the mats down. Unacceptable.
It was Assistant Superintendent John Hart who said using Garfield for storage made fine sense because the old district warehouse on Jackson Street was becoming inadequate. But for many, the most emotional moment of the year was the tearing down of Cannon School. In early March, District 118 accepted a bid for destruction work, and Cannon School at 1202 East Main was coming down. It had closed in January of 2016 after significant flooding that had occurred during the just-past holiday break, and over the years, indoor water damage continued to grow and multiply. After the bid was accepted, District 118 Director of Building and Grounds Skip Truex stated that continued water infiltration had made the building beyond repair, to the extent that $15 million would have been needed to simply be able to walk into the building. Then the work to make it an actual school again would have cost several million more. Many understood the situation, but with heavy hearts, such as former Cannon teacher Sandy Lucas, who taught there for 35 years. She had her eyes, as many still do, on what could be done then and in the future at 1202 East Main.
This is not just another building. This has roots to Danville. And I would like to see them save what they could. My idea is I would like to make that into like a small community park. It wouldn't be very large. Save the arches and the Joe Cannon name up there in the sidewalk where the flagpole is.
The vote to tear down did not stop some determined alumni from asking, what if? Alice Pollock was somebody we spoke to often, including at the Cannon School site as the tear down was happening.
I wish that the school board would have looked a little deeper into seeing if there was another purpose that could be made with the building, maybe a senior citizen or some kind of a community center.
A cornerstone time capsule from over 100 years ago when the building was first constructed was recovered and later opened at the Vermilion County Museum. Unfortunately, the items inside suffered water damage over the years and were mostly unrecognizable.